And opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and
Welcome everyone to Kando Radio.
Idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is a Tuesday, September the 12th, 2017. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to you and all of us having this show. So just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. And all of the shows brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Everyone, I would just say, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network because you are the only supporters of this network. The only reason why this network is on air, and we would just ask that you would continue to give some of your financial energy so that this network could continue to grow. So you could do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you are there, you'll see on the homepage, you'll see the donation prompt. Please go ahead and hit that. Excuse me. Hit that, and that will lead you into how you can give some of your financial energy to the network so it can continue to move forward and grow with you and bring you the information that you have deemed as being necessary and relevant. Okay? So please give some of your financial energy and make your donations there so and support the network. You can also support the network by being a member of the BTR community. BTR community is a social media outlet where you can engage in all of your social media activity without being adversely affected like everyone else on FedBook and all the other ones, because they are data mining, giving your information. It's an open source, and that open source is being used to find out information, spiderweb you and everyone that you know, what you think, what you do, where you go, what your overall health is, what your family ties are, and everything else. And there's a reason why that's being done. So in order for you to protect yourself and the family from that, come on over to BTR community, where your identity is never sold to any bidder, nor are you adversely affected by your overall postings because it's a membership base. So for only $24 a year, you could be a part of the social media outlet known as BTR community in a more holistic way and to get and to put yourself in a better position of advantage. So definitely you want to do that. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint. You can, even though you're not paid as a king or a queen or as a lady and a gentleman, you could save as one, and that being in silver and gold. And all you have to do is come on over to prosperitymint.com, check out what's there, and then email info@prosperitymint.com. Believe me, it's for your benefit. That way you will be able to acquire and save as a king and a queen and as a lady and a gentleman. So definitely want you to be engaged in that and for your overall benefit. Also, everyone, if you would, continue to support my man, Michael Emmanuel. Michael Emmanuel is recovering from germ cell cancer that he had chemotherapy this earlier this summer. And he is doing much, much better. Jada came on yesterday and gave us a report of how Michael Emmanuel is doing. And so that is because of, in my opinion, that's because of the trace minerals that was able to be given to Michael Emmanuel. And this overall crowdfunding campaign is because the overall trace minerals are kind of costly, but they work. And so that is what we want. You should be doing this regardless of your overall health condition. Definitely seek medical advice, but believe me, your body needs trace minerals, and it's very, very important that you do that. So come on over to support my man Michael Emmanuel, and that way we will have some real holistic health that's being pushed off in our community for the benefit of our community. So you could go to the GoFundMe campaign that Mike Emmanuel has, and it's right there on the front homepage for Black Talk Radio Network. Also, if you would like to be a part of the Legacy Wealth Management Seminar that's going to be happening here in Dallas on September the 23rd and September the 24th. It's $300 and $350 for single tickets, $500 for two tickets. And all you have to do is go to the posting that we have posting that we have within Kando Radio Show on BTR Community. It's right there. You'll see it's Legacy Management Group. Just hit that, and then that will prompt you to be a part of that overall seminar. And that seminar is going to be engaging in trust and foundations, why it's so important so that you can legally properly structure yourself and your family. And I will be giving a presentation, a very, very important presentation on that day I will be giving a very, very important presentation on that day, much to do about what's going on, and you definitely want to be there for that. So looking forward to seeing you all there. There's $350 on September the 23rd and 24th is a two-day seminar here in Dallas. Can't wait to see you all there. So also, we are going to – I'm going to have to reach out to the individual for the trace mineral opportunity. It's a business you can use as well, and you actually could have the overall trace minerals yourself. So I will let you know. Probably we'll do that hopefully on Thursday, or maybe even this weekend. Not quite sure. Let me make sure, because I know some things have changed because of the hurricanes that happened here in Texas for some Texans that are here. So okay. Also, if you would like to trade with us on in the cryptocurrencies, you can do that by going to rcryptocurrency.com, and you can trade with us there. I am extremely pleased at the overall outcome and results. It's doing well for me, and I anticipate after my contract is up, I will be re-signing up, and would want to for you to engage in that. I reinvested some. I roughly earned roughly around $7,000 in the 86 trading days. So that is a good return. So definitely something that you all could do as well. So just if you'd like to find out more about it, just text me at 951-790-8330. 951-790-8330. Okay? So with that being said, let me make sure. Oh, one more other thing, Prosperity Mint. Prosperity Mint, we have some great jewelry. I haven't posted or put it inside of Prosperity Mint, but if we have some great, great watches for men and women that are gold coins. If you like to engage in that, they're absolutely stunning. The price points for what they do and what they are is great. You can contact me, 951-790-8330, or you can email info at Prosperity Mint. If you're looking for wedding bands, if you're looking for different things, you definitely, the price points with Prosperity Mint is going to be far, far greater. Reach out, and the savings is going to be great. Some of the jewelry will be posted relatively soon, okay? So definitely I wanted to say that. And before we get into what's the news, I just want to sincerely say big ups to all of you. Greatly, greatly appreciate you all. I didn't post that much in today's. Just been really, really busy and trying to catch up on some things. And got kind of behind, so I wasn't able to post a lot of the things that I usually post there. But we still posted some things, and so we're going to jump into some of those things right now. And today's show, today is a live show. If you'd like to get in at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. And definitely looking to engage with you in a dialogue today. Tomorrow is Wednesday, Wise Wednesday. Brother Davis may be on. I just will be waiting to hear from Brother Davis. I'm not in the queue, so let me get in the queue so I can see the board really quickly. Give me one second. And we will get started with today's show. In the queue now. Okay. So we are there. And so if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, please definitely do that. Let me just tell you, it's always helpful for you guys to call in because it helps us out. It's a lot of information. And Brother Davis and I, we do this. And when we do this, it's not that it's difficult to do. Anybody that knows running the show, it's a lot of work to do it. Your questions, your engagement with it, it helps us. Excuse me. It helps us for you to engage because it's really, don't know where you are, what you're doing, and just, bringing information is one thing, but it takes a lot of energy, and it takes a lot of energy from other things that we could be doing, but we do it because we do care about you all. So engaging in this makes it a whole lot easier because there's a dialogue that can be had. Impertinent information can always be brought out at any time, but you all are what's really matters. It doesn't matter what sometimes what's going on. It really matters where you are and how to systematically help you and to assist you in your overall efforts and what you're doing. So if you'd like to get in on any of the conversations, don't hesitate. Definitely, jump in at any time. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star, we'll see you in queue, we'll bring you up. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news. Okay, so first article I posted today comes from Reuters. North Korea warns U.S. of great pain and rejects the sanctions. So North Korea on Tuesday rejected the UN Security Council resolution imposing tougher sanctions and said that the United States would face the greatest pain it has ever experienced. The Security Council unanimously stepped up its sanctions against North Korea on Monday over the country's sixth and most powerful nuclear test, imposing a ban on the textile exports and capping imports of crude oil. So that's what they're doing. If there's one country that has nuclear weapons and they were able to develop into nuclear weapons, who the heck is any other country to say that nobody else could do it anymore? Get out of here. But that's this whole system, because that's what they want to perpetually have, to be in perpetual war. This overall fraudulent country has been in perpetual war. And I mean by fraudulent, by way its creed is not lining up with its deeds. And it's been in perpetual war from that same time since the beginning. So definitely be aware of that. Next article, I posted this one from Sovereign Man, the real story behind the America's new $20 trillion debt. So check out that article. And, oh, I forgot to tell you, today's show is going to be part two, a collapse accomplished, ready for anything. I hope you are. So that is today's show. Next article, we got this one from Bloomberg. $150 billion misfire, how forecasters got Irma damage wrong. 20 miles may have been 20 miles may have made a $150 billion difference. Estimates for the damage of Hurricane Irma would inflict on Florida kept mounting as it made its devastating sweep across the Caribbean, as it poses to be the costliest U.S. storm on record. Then something called the Bermuda High. Move this down. So that was the rest of that. So check out that. These storms aren't over, and you'll see what I mean by that. So much more. Jose is behind, and what is Irma going to do now as it's a tropical storm? You'll see what I mean by that in 1 second. We've got a video to play for you about that. Next article, exclusive, Trump to weigh more aggressive U.S. Strategy on Iran. Celebrity figurehead President Donald Trump is weighing a strategy to call for more aggressive U.S. response to Iranian forces. So check that out. The whole thing is really stuck. The whole thing is growing into a great, great crescendo of violence. As we speak, Iran was actually engaging U.S. naval personnel. Syria has been bombed by Israel during the overall hurricane things and events, and Syria has actually shot down an Israeli fighter. And the overall displacement of the Middle East continues, and the relationships are really, really becoming strained and severed. So while everyone was focused, while we were all focused here on the hurricanes here, a lot has been going on in Syria and the rest of the world, and in Iran and in the Korean Peninsula that is staging a major, major events, as well as in South America. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from the New York Times. Desperation mounts in the Caribbean islands. All the food is gone. Residents of St. Martin and elsewhere in the region spoke about a general degradation of law and order as survivors struggle in the face of severe food and water shortages and the absence of electricity and phone. We're definitely going to take a look at that in today's show, because you need to really be prepared by this. This is how things happen. So just want to say that's what's in the news. So we're going to jump in today's show at any time. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Oh, and also there's a CNBC article or video real quick. Let me just – oh, I hope I didn't mess this up. Man – okay, no, and it's funny. And basically, I'm going to play this video for you with Jamie Dimon, the CEO of Chase, J.P. Morgan Chase, what he had to say about the cryptocurrencies. Funny, funny, funny. So we're going to play that for you today as well. So I want to get right along into today's show, but if you need to give us a call, looking forward to hearing from you, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, hit star, C-U-N-Q, and we'll bring you up. Okay, so let's jump into what I want to do real quickly is we need to listen to this one video, and it's from BP Earthwatch. And BP Earthwatch, Dutch Sense, Suspicious Observer, these guys do a great, great job when it comes to the weather, earthquake, and the sun activities. You know, that's where I go to, so I wanted to bring that all to you. So I want you to listen to what BP Earth had put on YouTube today. Very, very important, very, very telling. We'll talk about this quickly, and then we'll get that into that, and this is all a part of today's show. So the collapse is accomplished. Are you ready? I hope so. Here we go. Listen up.
September the 12th, 2017. You're looking at satellite images of the Gulf of Mexico. You're seeing the remnants of Irma right here to the right, which Jose will take a look at that. Now, Irma has been projected to move through Georgia, as you saw that it has, and into Tennessee, skirt north Mississippi and go north. But there's a front coming in, guys, in the last few images, and we're going to look at it closer. It's concerning me that this is about to put a lot of moisture in Houston, Texas. I'll show you what I'm talking about. First, Irma is a Cat 1. Now, the models are very different, and I think the reason they're so different is they really don't have a clue. We are in a tremendously different hurricane cycle than I have seen in my entire life. If you guys on the Gulf Coast remember Katrina, and who doesn't, it was so hot. As soon as the storm passed, it was unbearable. We had no electricity or water for 2 weeks. Made it really bad. Newborn babies and stuff like that were really having a lot of trouble. I know because my granddaughter was one of them. But guys, it's 66 degrees here. This is September. We don't see those type temperatures usually till late October or November. That's how crazy the system is, and I think that's what's got them confused. The wind direction here is this way. The staffs are bent, leaning into the wind in this particular model. Now, that's kind of the tail end of Irma, like the dog biting its own tail here, kind of just kind of pulling the whole system around into one big circle, approaching Houston again. Look at the strength of the thunderstorms in Jose. The winds are going to guide this thing back up and around. Now, it's colliding with the tailwind of Irma, and it has been doing that since day one. We've seen it stripped back by those tailwinds, but here are the tailwinds of Irma, and they're going to collide right here. That is going to control the destiny of Jose, at least temporarily, along that borderline. Now, this is showing the last few days, Irma coming up. Notice as it is now in Alabama, going into Mississippi. Right in there is the last modeling, but now it's starting to curve southwest slightly. How long it will hold that will depend on the front that's coming from the west to the east that it's about to collide with. But you can see Jose still in the Atlantic at that point. Check this out. Now, if you remember the video I did a couple mornings ago, it showed Irma as it came off Cuba, head north, and then back to the right, back east, and that was what I call was the best-case scenario. If it stayed in the Gulf, it would have been devastating. Look at Monday on the 11th coming up. Jose is striking the northeast, right off coast where the outer bands are there. Now, let's change models to the CMC, which goes past that model. There's Jose in the North Atlantic. As we go through these models, it's caught up in another front and slams back into the same place it just skirted with the eye wall coming ashore. How strong it will be at that temperature, I don't know, but I do know this. The Gulf Stream travels through that area. So you got a front slowing it down, turning it around, and putting it back over warm water. September 20th, think about that. Possible second impact of Jose in the northeast. Could happen anywhere in this area, or the models could change. This is what I call confusion, because this has been such an unusual season. People are almost afraid to model some of these storms. Notice that NavGM or the Navy is not part of that model, guys. But now let's focus back on the remnants of Irma. Why? Because Houston does not need any more heavy rain. Look at these cloud tops involved with this thing. This is going into night. I'm going back 4 days of radar information, or 96 hours. Tremendously high clouds over Georgia now as it's getting night. But notice suddenly it's made not a northern turn, but a southwest turn. If you look down at the Louisiana map, you see where it meets Texas. That Galveston Bay is not very far away. We'll look at it closer. This is amazing, the temperatures here. It's cold. You got to put on a jacket outside. This is September in Mississippi, for real. We don't normally see this until early November, but that's part of climate chaos. Not man-made, as Al Gore says, but it's a process that has changed. And I've seen a great change since the 9.0 earthquake that rocked Fukushima. You see the eye of the storm come through North Florida, Georgia, into Alabama. But look now, guys, this is a southwest turn. Whether or not it will hold that will depend on how it interacts with a front coming in out of Texas and Oklahoma. Either way, it looks like Galveston, Texas, could get more rain. Look at the front to the far left top corner. That's the one moving across the United States from west to east, from left to right. It seems to be steering the remnants of Irma. Now, a couple scenarios here. Houston, and look at the bottom of the map, which is pink into Texas, and there's your first front. It's also moving south. Think about that, guys. This front's moving south. The rotation of Irma is moving south. So they're working together to make this turn. Notice where the Louisiana and Texas line is. Notice that little indent, the first one in Texas there, I'll point it out, is Galveston Bay. Notice also the temperature difference in Texas. You see that pink color where the sun's kind of at prime right now as far as heating it? That's about to change on you guys. Now, again, this is so crazy. Normally, you're worried about your electricity going out because of the air conditioner. Guys, if this thing comes down into the Houston area, get your winter clothing out. I hope you have some left if you didn't get flooded out. But I'm just concerned about this. Look at the temperatures. This is very unusual. Look down around Hattiesburg, bottom right corner, 76. Go to Jackson, Mississippi, which is 90 miles north and 10 degrees cooler. Gets up to 61 in North Mississippi, where you kind of got the center of the storm. This is Jacksonville flooded, guys. That's when it came through North Florida and it was pulling in offshore. You had heavy rains, and then you had the tides pushing in as well as the storm surge. These winds were incredible. Again, the most powerful storm in the history of the Atlantic. It made landfall 7 times. In the second case scenario of the remnants of Irma, could it go down into Houston and move out into the warmer waters of the Gulf of Mexico? Let's hope not. Either way, Houston, in that area of Texas and Louisiana, be prepared for much colder weather. Serious, you won't need your air conditioners. You may need some heat at night, warmer clothing. But keep an eye on the remnants of this storm. We've watched it for a couple weeks now. It is not quite over. It's ahead.
Okay, so I wanted to play that for you to give you an update. And let me tell you, I'm in Dallas area. Last night, I noticed how cool it was. It's cool enough for me to put on a hoodie. And it was for me, it was eerily chilly that something is wrong here. And for the past, couple of weeks, in past week or so, it's been very, very cool. And I know people have been talking about it, family have been talking about it, how nice it was. But for me, it was just something that was wrong with it. Really, really something wrong with it. It was completely unusual. It was like it was too early for this type of weather change to be happening.
Hey, well, Dave.
Here, yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
I noticed that last night, too. Now, where I am, Charlotte got some of those high winds and power got knocked out. But where I am, the winds, they weren't that strong enough to put a bunch of, already rotted limbs on the ground. But nothing major where I live. So just got some rain. But one of the things I noticed, it was cold as heck last night.
Wasn't it, Scotty? Yes.
And so, you know, I was like sleeping under covers last night. It was so cold.
Yeah. And it was eerie for me where it wasn't natural. It wasn't a beneficial, like, oh, we're getting a break from this and this. No, it was something more to it. It was like a synthetic cold. It was different. Because when I heard this by BP Earth Watcher, it made all the sense. Could you imagine? And I hope that this is not going to be the case where Hurricane Irma, Tropical Storm Irma, comes back and is pushed down back towards the Gulf and into the Gulf through Texas and brings all the rain back again. And that way it's going to pass us and everything else. This would be crazy. And just before we left yesterday, I wouldn't be surprised because of what we talked about with certain areas being, in my opinion, under weather attack. Just imagine if this thing comes back, but now it's coming back and it's going to be cold. And it's going to be cold. Now, one of the things I talked about a long time ago, I said that there was going to be land hurricanes. We talked about it here on this show. Land hurricanes. This is how you start to get land hurricanes, ladies and gentlemen. You would say hurricanes can't be made over land. They sure can if it's synthetic, if it's not natural. And that's one of the things I think that this is the overall first introduction. If this thing turns and comes back towards and makes a westward turn, how in the world can it make a westward turn? Is being steered. If it's being turned westwardly and then goes south from where it is right now, what other proof do you need? That is sick, and that tells us where we really, really are. The Gulf region of Texas needs not another drop of rain, and especially rain coming from the other direction. See, one of the things that happens in anything, in hurricanes, in fires, in earthquakes, in tornadoes, in tsunamis, the overall event is catastrophic, but the strain it puts on everything else, it weakens so much everything else. And it's just like fire. If your home or building has been hit with fire, it compromises it to collapse. But not only does it compromise yours to collapse, it causes the embers to be blown everywhere to cause fires other places. The cause and effect of these things and the cumulative effects of these things are even worse. So we said, who was mad at Mexico? And then Jerry said, well, yeah, Dave. And then also, who's mad at Texas? Exactly. Because Texas was in the process of actually they've been talking about, and this is one of the reasons why I moved here, is because they repatriated their gold and they were going to, and that was one of the reasons why I came here. And believe me, the overall, there may be influential entities and corporations that don't want that to happen. And how do you do that? Cool. You're going to leave? Well, then guess what? You can't leave with any form of wealth that we were enjoying before. We're going to continue to enjoy it because we're going to break you. And then you'll be calling to us to rebuild you. This is no joke. This is no joke. And then where is Jose going to go? Just imagine this turning and coming back. So real quick, we got my man Roz that's in queue. Go ahead, Roz. What's going on, brother?
Hey, Peace, can I be heard?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead, brother. Yeah, what's up, Raj?
Oh, Peace. Yeah, I'm good. Again, thank you for everything. You're the greatest. Scotty, you're the greatest. Love to all the callers and listeners. Yeah, regarding this weather situation, I just want to read something. I posted it in Tando, but I posted it late because I didn't even see your thread today. I posted a bunch of stuff, but I didn't put it in Tando. So these
I put.
Okay, no problem. Because yeah, I just thought those particular ones were really important. But I just want to read this. It's called the website is newworldwar.org, and it's called Weather Warfare: An Introduction. In his 1931 book, The Scientific Outlook, Lord Bertrand Arthur Russell, winner of the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1950, discussed manipulating the weather. Quote, "It may be that God made the world," unquote, Russell proclaimed. Quote, that is no reason why we should not make it over," unquote. Charles Galton Darwin, a physicist who worked on the Manhattan Project, who was also the grandson of Charles Darwin, talked about gaining direct control over the climate in his 1952 book, The Next Million Years. Weather modification is now possible. Attempts to modify the weather have been made since at least the late 1940s. In 1947, the U.S. Navy, Army, and Air Force, working with General Electric Corporation, made the first attempt to modify a hurricane under Project Cirrus by dropping about 80 pounds of dry ice into clouds. Project Cumulus, carried out by the British Royal Air Force between 1949 and 1952, included cloud seeding experiments over southern England. It was allegedly responsible for the 1952 flood in the Devon village of Lynmouth, which resulted in 34 deaths and the destruction of multiple structures. In the 1950s, the U.S. Forest Service carried out a project called Skyfire, in which they experimented with cloud seeding techniques to decrease lightning in order to reduce forest fires. Then, under Project Storm Fury from 1962 to 1983, the United States government tried to disrupt the inner structure of hurricanes in the Atlantic by flying aircraft into them and seeding them with silver iodide. Weather modification involves three major categories: suppression of weather patterns, intensification of weather patterns, and in some cases, the introduction of completely new weather patterns. The two basic methods to accomplish weather modification include cloud seeding and directed energy. Multiple countries, including the United States, are now modifying the weather. In November of 1997, the Wall Street Journal reported that in order to dissipate excess fog, the Malaysian government, would be signing an agreement with Russian officials for use of technology which would allow them to create a cyclone. The state-run Oklahoma Weather Modification Program conducts cloud seeding operations in Oklahoma to enhance the development of rain showers and thunderstorms. In October of 2005, Business Week reported that China, Russia, and Mexico are modifying the weather, with China spending about $40 million a year on a weather management program. In the early 1960s, Weather Modification Incorporated of Fargo, North Dakota, has offered a professional weather modification service to insurance companies, water resource management groups, and other federal and state government research organizations. They specialize in weather modification, cloud seeding, rain enhancement, and fog dispersion. A Russian company called Elate Intelligent Technologies Incorporated has offered a professional weather modification service using directed energy since at least 1992. The unit consists of a power supply which provides current to a series of antennas that focus on electrical charge into the air. The unit is connected to a computer and can tailor weather patterns over a distance of about 200 miles. An instrument of war. According to U.S. military reports that appeared in 1996, weather modification will be used across the entire spectrum of conflict to achieve domestic and international military objectives. However, weather modification has already been used for military purposes. During the Vietnam War, the U.S. government used weather as a weapon under Project Popeye, which was an attempt to increase the rainfall over a supply route called the Ho Chi Minh Trail, which extended from North to South Vietnam. The technique used seeding units, which were composed of silver iodide developed at the Naval Weapons Center in China Lake, California. The project began in 1966, lasted for half a decade, and was considered a success. In 1970, Zbigniew Brzezinski, the co-founder of the Trilateral Commission, advocated the covert use of weather attacks, such as long periods of drought or storm, to force a nation into compliance. The United Nations Weather Weapons Treaty of May 1977 warned that scientific and technical developments may open new possibilities with respect to modification of the environment, and that the hostile use of these techniques could have effects extremely harmful to human welfare. The U.S. Air Force mentioned that in the UN's Weather Modification Treaty, which prohibits the hostile use of weather modification, is not applicable because their attacks will not be large scale or encompassing several hundred kilometers, lasting several months in length, or result in serious injury to human life. Regarding the deception, which will be used to mislead the enemy and create conditions of deniability, the U.S. Air Force said that the enemy's information systems would be spoofed, so they make wrong decisions. The spoofing would also allow them to disguise their weather attacks, which they said would be indistinguishable from naturally occurring weather. The Naval Law Review's 1998 article, A Primer on the Employment of Non-Lethal Weapons, stated that weather modification could be used as an NLW. A 1994 Air Force JNLWD report also advocated using weather attacks to reduce the comfort levels of the enemy. These weather attacks, according to NLW advocate John Alexander, will play a strategic role in future conflicts. He describes weather warfare as a possible weapon of mass destruction. The U.S. Navy's 1994 non-lethal weather proposal acknowledged the successful use of weather modification as an instrument of warfare in Vietnam and described how the creation of floods, blizzards, and droughts could be used to destroy a nation's economy. The creation of fog is now possible. Synthetic fog made from glycol and glycerin has even been proposed as a non-lethal weapon. Fog has been widely used in the entertainment industry for years. According to the U.S. Air Force, equipment exists which will quickly generate thick fog 100 meters long. A precision lightning strike with synthetic lightning is also possible. The 2005 book, Weapons Grade, How Modern Warfare Gave Birth to Our High-Tech World, mentioned that artificial lightning had been accomplished using lasers. One reportedly had a range of about 200 meters, but could possibly extend for about 2 miles. The 1997 Weather Wars, Pentagon Plans Weather as a Weapon article by the New York Times noted that the U.S. Air Force was considering using such lasers for lightning attacks. The U.S. Air Force itself referenced using controlled lightning strikes to attack its targets. The talkers suggested that lasers can even be used to cut holes in the ozone layer above the land of an adversary, HARP. According to this information, weather modification is possible using electromagnetic waves. In the U.S. and other countries, large weapons platforms to accomplish this appear to have been created. One such weapon is known as the High Frequency Active Auroral Project Research Project, or HARP. In their book, Angel, Don't Play This HARP, Advances in Tesla Technology, Gene Manning and Dr. Nick Begich refer to it as one of the most powerful multipurpose weapons developed by the U.S. military. HARP is a world-class facility located in Gokona, Alaska, which consists of a megawatt radio transmitter and the most sophisticated technology available. It appeared in a 2009 History Channel documentary called Weather Warfare and in the Discovery Channel program in 2005 entitled Owning the Weather for its alleged weather control capabilities. It works by heating the ionosphere, which is an active electrically charged part of the upper atmosphere that exists from 40 to 500 miles above the Earth, and which acts as a shield against the bombardment of high-energy particles from space. The primary component of HARP is a radio transmitter called the Ionosphere Research Instrument, or IRI, also called the phased array. It consists of 72-foot-tall towers that collects and transmits a narrow beam of energy from 2.8 to 10 megahertz. Its towers are mounted on thermal piles spaced at 80 degrees apart in a 12 by 15 rectangular arrangement. Each one has cross antennas or dipoles at the top, one for the low band, 2.8 to 8.3 megahertz, the other for the high band, 7 to 10 megahertz. The entire Erie is surrounded by a fence and sits on gravel padding on about 40 acres of land. There is a reflective screen about 15 feet from the ground, which helps redirect the energy from the Erie while allowing vehicular access underneath it. Every dipole has its own transmitter. Transmitters are located underneath the Erie in about 30 environmentally controlled shelters that are 38 feet long by 8 feet wide by 10 feet high. Each consists of 12 10-kilowatt transmitters for a total of 360 transmitters that supply the Erie with 3.6 megawatts of power. The transmitters themselves are powered by five large generators that produce 16 megawatts of power. The energy generated by the Erie is combined into a single-focus steerable beam that heats and lifts exact portions of the ionosphere. The beam is capable of making a series of invisible ionospheric mirrors, which create a conduit for energy transfer over great distances. It has a variety of diagnostic instruments to monitor its effect on the atmosphere. They include or ELF, VLF receivers, a digital. Oops, I just lost my screen. Give me 1 second. I'm almost done. Where is it? Just lost my screen. So I'm just going to pick up here. The best scientists in the ionosphere research consulted to build HARP. The facility, including computer systems and controls, was designed by British Aerospace Systems, BAES, and Raytheon Corporation funded by the Air Force, Navy, and DARPA. It was approved by Congress for funding in 1980 by its defense spending bills. Research for HARP began in 1992 by Advanced Power Technologies Incorporated, APTI, a subsidiary of Atlantic Richfield Corporation, ARCO. ARCO. Along with the HARP patents, was sold to E-Systems Incorporated in 1994. Raytheon then acquired E-Systems and now owns the patents. It and BAES were the two biggest participants in its creation. So I'll just stop there, but I think that, and I posted that article on Tando and on BTR, and it also goes into heavy information on the Tesla death rate, because it looks like they have that also, and the public might not be wary of that. But I just wanted to read that just so people understand the science behind how they do what they do and the fact that it's well-known and well-documented. So for the people who say that it's not true, it's not real, an article like this you can direct them to, and there's quite a few out there that will drop the science on it, give the years, the dates, the legalities, and the different countries and militaries involved in its development and use. Thank you. I'll mute my line.
Sorry about that. You know what? Sorry about that. My bad.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I was talking because I didn't want to interrupt Roz when you saw it. Now, I was saying that a lot of this technology is the cellular technology that's being used. All of these countries have it, and they have a so-called treaty that they won't use these against each other, but they'll test them on their overall countries. But what is that really doing? They're targeting the same people that they target in wars, the same people that they target in their treaties. So this is Tesla's, a lot of this is Tesla's work that's been weaponized. And the cellular weaponry that's going on is nothing new. It's just new to the everyday person. I know I was actually, when I was in Alaska, I actually seen these facilities. I know these things. So what we're seeing right now is we're starting to see where they've been using this for a while, but you're going to see it used as a immediate or a preferred method of things. And this is why you're going to start to see land hurricanes. If Irma turns and goes southwest, you will see the first evidence of a land hurricane. I actually think that you're seeing the first evidence of a land hurricane right now by it not dissolving, by it being in the form, by it taking the direction that it's taking and the movements that it's moving now. This is huge. This is huge because think about what does weather really affect? Everything. You heard when Roz was reading, it was the person that was before Darwin's lineage said that that yes, God created the earth, but why can't we change it, reform it? What does that mean? That means this: by taking floods, you will reshape and create new land masses, and you will cause land masses to be submerged and land masses to actually come up from the ground itself, to emerge itself. This is a very malevolent agenda. So very, very important that we understand these things and realize what we're really dealing with and have the appropriate response to it all. There was, I think that's Thomas out of New York. Then I'm going to go to Brother Braggs. Was that Thomas out of New York?
That was me again, actually. I just
okay, Roger. And then we'll go to Thomas, and then we'll go to Brother Braggs. Go ahead.
All right, no problem. I just want to touch on something. There's a brief article that I found that just came out on September 6th. It's called on neilkeenan.com. It's called Hurricane Irma Weaponized: Harp Weather Warfare Methodology Exposed. I'm not going to read the whole thing, just enough for people to understand what we just experienced with Irma and are still experiencing is controlled weather. It says those in control of the HAARP installation at Clam Lake Naval Facility in Wisconsin are responsible. These cabal operators are the ones who have directed and concentrated recent weather events such as Hurricanes Harvey and Irma, and they can stop Irma right now or allow it to continue, which must be their mission. Needless to say, the cabal have the power and the wherewithal to save or destroy many a life in this situation. This weather weaponry is one of the last tools they have left that remains functional and at their disposal. It is well understood by now that HAARP facilities can generate millions of watts of ELF, or extra low frequency transmission. These transmissions are used to manipulate weather, including the spawning and directing of hurricanes and the intensification of hurricane winds. The same HAARP weather weapon transmissions are now being polarized by the Clam Lake facility. The HAARP Alaska facility is a more modern version of the Clam Lake HAARP facility, although both utilize the same principles. Observe the antenna configurations of the two facilities and you can see the similarities. We have been advised by well-placed sources that the old Clam Lake facility is where the cabal are secretly directing their weather warfare control transmissions from right at this moment for Hurricane Irma and recently for Hurricane Harvey. And our intention, once again, is to halt these nefarious activities by exposing them publicly. So this is another one that's talking about that. And I also wanted to ask you about if you saw the article about the Tesla cars and how they, from wherever they sit,
yes,
the life of the batteries of the vehicle.
Yeah, with Elon Musk. That's why that dude, let me tell y'all, that even though he's, since you know who he is, he's a celebrity figurehead, but all of this is completely malevolent. That dude, I actually posted, no, I didn't post that. I posted something else, but yes, where they allowed the extended, the just from a download, they were able to extend the overall battery life. See, this is what the system always does. They bring you something they say is beneficial, but that's not what it's about at all. It's not what it's about. And I want you to think about this. Look at the cars that are made today. Look how important the computer is to these cars. These cars can be redirected at any given time. Look at your car. How many keys? I mean, how can you unlock your car door in today's world without a remote? Most cars nowadays don't even have a keyhole. You can't start the car without a manual key. It's not analog. It's not manual anymore. Everything is digital. And that is disastrous for us all. If you're a prepper, let me tell you what you get. You get a car from 1981 and earlier with a gas carburetor that got keys and everything else. So, but believe me, you maybe still have problems because cars can be weaponized. So listen, got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Hold on, Raj. Hold on, Thomas out of Jersey. Hold on, Brother Bragg. I mean, out of New York. Hold on, Brother Braggs. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. 1 second, Scotty. We'll go to you, too.
No, I wasn't wanting to comment, man. I was unmuting myself for the break, but for future, man, keep it to the top of the hour because I might not be there. You know what I'm saying?
Got you. Yeah. Go ahead. No, I know. Go ahead. Do your thing. Don't worry about it. We'll just go through. Don't worry about it, Scotty. We'll be right back.
Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Scotty, if you had a question real quick before you you wanted to go, go ahead. Let's see, because Scotty's got a...
No, I really didn't have a question, okay. But I do have one. Since you asked, I do have one. What can we do about any of this? Because listening to this, there's nothing that I can think of that I can do. If you got people controlling the weather and want to destroy an area, what the hell can I do about that? What can I do?
Yeah.
What can people do?
I tell you, great, great question. I will just say this, you know, like predator drones and everything else. When predator drones were in Afghanistan and they were destroying, and they became a big problem. Do you know how they destroyed those predator drones? Low technology things. For everything that has high technology that's using it, there's low technology solutions to it all. And it doesn't seem like that's possible, but that's exactly what it is. There are things that we can do. Do I know them all? No. I do know a couple of things that you need to be prepared for everything, especially in now, because of these things. But are there things that you could do to disrupt HAARP? I'm pretty sure that there are. There's some people that I would say I don't know them personally or anything, but I know that there's some people that's in the works with that. And one of the things is that this is what this system does. Once they expose their hands and the people know, see, they have to do everything covertly, because once it gets out, then there can be an appropriate response to those. Just because we don't know it doesn't mean that there aren't others that do know it and are engaging that. You know, one of the things is also Faraday cages. They're very, very important. Not only can these HAARP things control the weather, they can control EMPs. So it's so many different things. Why is this necessary? Because if we don't know, then we will have a religious, cultic response to everything. And we will obey.
That's working on it. I say they need to be fired then, because they damn sure ain't disrupting nothing.
Yeah.
So if somebody working on it to stop HAARP, then... You really need some help.
Yeah. You know what's – but you know what? It's so funny, Sky. I don't know. I don't know – I know some things, but I don't know how you defend yourself from HAARP. I think the best way you defend yourself from HAARP is you be prepared. This is why you're never scared. You're always prepared. Are they going to cause it to happen? But see, we are seeing some of the effects of it, and we think that, you know, it's – been quite effective. But I don't know. There could have been some other, you know, individuals that are countering it, so it wasn't as bad as what it could have been. Or it didn't do exactly what they thought. Because what I know about these individuals is this. As well as they're funded, as extensive as their laboratories and their overall testing, they're flawed. This is why when they talk about they're going to do this and they're going to do that, yes, they probably will do some of it, but it's going to be nowhere near what, because anytime people are involved in different things, the overall human error and the flaws happen. Some parts of maybe something with Tesla, some of his stuff, he could have sabotaged it himself, knowing that what was going to happen. Tesla wasn't stupid. Or maybe he was in on it. Who knows? But there's so many variables that we don't know. But I think the thing is that we always control where we are and what we can do. So in that case, if you're in somewhere and you know a hurricane is coming, yo, you just don't know. Get out the way. Get out the way if you can. If you can, get out the way. If you can't get out the way, you need to be preparing. If you're in hurricane areas, if you're in earthquake areas. Why aren't you preparing for it when the earth isn't shaking? Why aren't you preparing for it when the rain is and the winds aren't blowing? We got to do these things and take on our responsibility for ourselves. Very, very, very important. This is why we need to know these things, because they're essential to us making our overall strategy. And then not only that, we take the approach that, yes, we realize that these people have free will, just like we do. Just because they have their free will is funded doesn't mean that they're going to get to do exactly what they want to do. In most cases, maybe, I don't know what their odds are. I don't know. I'm not on that team. I'm not on that board. I don't know what their success rate is. I know that there is a success rate and there's a failure rate and everything. So that's what we can do. So let me go to a couple of callers, because we got a couple of loaded up real quick. Let me go to Thomas out of New York. Then we'll go to Brother Braggs. Then we'll go to Jerry, my man Jerry, and Chatter in Tennessee. So let's go to Thomas. Thomas, you there out of New York?
Yes, can I be heard?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Good evening, Dave. Good evening to all.
What's up, brother?
I'm okay. Last time I called in, I said these are weather wars. However, this is infighting. What question you should be asking is, who controls Hawk? What part of the government controls that? And I would go along with the assumption that it's being controlled by the globalists, the neoliberals, neoconservatives, that whole branch that they really need to push Agenda 21. They really want the global system to take place. And, the person in the White House now has not been for that. And I think this is being used to force change into making some of these carbon credits and things that they're trying to push off. I want to say that you got Hawk. Russia has Sova. And Europe, the EU has CERN. Now, CERN, I think...
No, the whole world has CERN.
Well, when I say EU has CERN, it's under the European Union. It's
Geneva.
Under France and Switzerland. Yeah, it's under France
yeah.
and Switzerland. But CERN has the ability... And that first storm that hit Texas to the day of Katrina. Now, with CERN, you can actually put forth the same Hurricane Katrina and put it into the sky right now. Like, you have that ability, mm-hmm. With CERN. It's pretty much like a time machine. So the second one that just hit, this was definitely looked like a Hawk thing. But it's also something else. And I've been looking for this on Google Earth and all the live maps, because they have the SBX one, which is a big, looks like an oil tanker platform with a huge white ball on top of it. It's about the size of a big building, but it floats on the water, and it has the same ability to do CERN, Hawk. It's the mobile Hawk system. Now, I guess you could say that the last time I saw this thing was when Japan had that big tsunami. And they had it right there off the coast of South Korea. So I said, oh, okay, you know what caused that. So put that thing on the shelf for a while. And now with the recent tensions of North Korea, they popped it back up and reopened it, restarted it up. Because what it has the ability to do is to destroy missiles. If you point it at the sky, and let's just say they do send off some type of missile, they can shoot it down with that. Using those frequencies. So being that I just read an article saying that this thing has been active for the last month now, and it's about to go back to the Korean Peninsula, I said, okay, this could be it, but I can't find it in the ocean. I've been looking on the different radars and things, so I don't know where they have it. I looked all over.
and they're probably masking it as well too, Thomas, yeah. I know exactly what you're doing. And Google itself was actually making a spinoff to that same platform as well. Yeah, you're absolutely right. What Thomas is talking about with CERN, Thomas is talking about he's talking about the Large Hadron Collider, the LHC. And for those of you that are moviegoers, if you've seen that, what movie was that in, Thomas? Was Da Vinci Code,
Da Vinci
right?
Code or The Gods and Demons, one of those. That sequence
yeah.
of Tom Hanks movies.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. And CERN is actually the ones that created the internet, and it's a group of all of the countries throughout the world. Create all the scientists at CERN's. They made the largest hadron collider, and that was basically, as Thomas was saying, is basically they're trying to have interdimensional travel, searching for the God, what's known as the God particle. And Thomas is absolutely right. There's also another one called ITER.
Yes, ITER. Yes, sir.
Right, and that's in Italy, and that one is they're trying to mimic the overall power of the sun. Yeah,
yes,
it's a lot to these overall technologies, and it's deep. And so, yeah, Thomas, I think that platform is another one, and I'm a post it inside a BTR or I'll text it to you when I know where it is. But Google was going to make one, but I know exactly which you are. It's on a big barge, and the Navy tows it around, and they say that they use it to shoot, right, like Thomas said. But that is actually what Thomas said is a mobile HAARP.
Because
what they do is, they're able to cross triangulate the overall points on the Earth to have a more of a better control of the ionosphere. So that's where they get this to energize the ionosphere. Yeah, man, Thomas, as always, great stuff. So what do you see, Thomas?
I see it's a website called Ventusky, and you can track. It's really great, man. I would ask for them. To log on and look at it, Ventusky, and you can track the actual hurricanes, and you can see the wind patterns as they're formulating the hurricanes. Now, I tracked Jose, and it's headed toward New York City. It should be here between the 18th and 19th. It is a possibility it could go up toward Boston or go as low as D.C., but it looks like it's off the coast of Long Island, and that would be a huge effect. Because then you'll have essentially the four largest states with black people all being inundated with a hurricane, with Georgia now getting the effects of Irma, Florida and Texas, and then New York, New York City in particular. I'm just going to go through this quickly.
Tell everybody the significance. Thomas, tell everybody the significance of New York City. Why is that so important to hit New York City? And you know, you were the second person. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. If you hit New York City, you're going to have a global calamity because the Wall Street can't open. That's what happened at the Sandy. It took a couple days for Wall Street to open, but really the 9/11 was the true test. Like, you really saw that. It shuts everything down. Tourism, everything in the country is going to shut down. This
in
is the new world. Absolutely.
Yep.
Now, what I'm afraid of, Dave, is that they're trying to trigger off the new Madrid fault line.
That
would split America into four or five pieces, and the new Madrid,
the new Madrid,
it is right here on 125th Street in Harlem. The one train has to go above ground because it can't go underground when it gets to 125th Street because that fault line is there. So it has to go above ground and go back down underground on Broadway. So
once it goes uptown, right. Hold on, Thomas, real quick.
Huh?
Thomas, to show everyone the power of that new Madrid fault line, because it goes from Mississippi, Tennessee, and it will split the country. You could see the power of the new Madrid fault line right there in New York in Inglewood Cliffs. From New York City. You could see the granite cliffs of Inglewood Cliffs. Tell everybody, how big is
those Inglewood Cliffs is what they built the George Washington Bridge into. That's what's holding the George Washington Bridge up. They got it into one side of the cliffs in Jersey, that's Inglewood Cliffs, and it comes over into Washington Heights, another cliff that they built it into. So that's how big that cliff is. It holds one of the largest bridges in the world. It still has a lot of space to build another five or six if you wanted to.
Right. And the granite wall, you can see how the shifting of the earth and how powerful that was. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
I just want to say everything Thomas described to me sound like heaven. I love for Wall Street to shut down since Occupy Wall Street couldn't shut down.
I would love it for it to shut down too, brother. I would love to see my rent go down and stuff.
About world calamities, and I'm like, that's exactly what we need.
That's exactly right, Scotty.
What you're saying, Scotty, is why it's hard. I'm kind of torn, you know, with weather wars, and this could also be, you know, just the great God, you know, that we just had the solar eclipse. After eclipse comes the floods. We ushered in the Aquarian age. Aquarius is the water bearer. So a lot of this stuff could be predicted. It sounded like Hopi prophecies and stuff.
This global system that exists right now, I would love for it to be destroyed by any means necessary. So I'll just leave it.
I love Scotty. Right, right. And that's so true. Real quick, Thomas, before you go, the one thing that you said about what was the one that you were looking at tracking of the storm? Because you said it, and I heard it earlier. Someone else said it to me today. And I'm glad you reiterated. What was that platform that you're using to track Jose? What's the name of that?
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, are you talking about the platform?
Yeah, you remember, when you talked about the tracking Hurricane Jose, what was the website?
VENT, like a VIT, and then USKY, USKY.
Yeah.
And I mean, that website even shows you how you can click on one to show the wave patterns, and it'll just show the waves going all across the whole ocean. You can show the wind patterns. You can see the steering and changing of the winds as it goes on. I saw it on the Weather Channel. They cut their screen off and put that one on. And I said,
That's what it was.
And
okay.
Right
Thomas. Yeah, uh-huh. That's what it was. Thomas, okay. If you notice something, that on that screen, I want you to watch it again to check it out. You'll notice that it's going to start to act real erratic. It's going to do some crazy, crazy things that is not sequential to what's happening. Let me know if you see that, and then call in later this week and let me know if you noticed that, because I noticed that real quick, and that was the one. That was one of the things. I'm glad you brought that up. I saw that. Check that out for me.
And last part, Dave, the very last thing I want to say is, what if they're using, they have Hawk hooked into the AI, and that's why you're causing even bigger storms that you never seen before?
Yep.
Because, of course, the AI would make a perfect storm, and I'll mute my line.
Yeah, it would. And Thomas, when you think about it, our AI is our cars now as well. With Tesla extending the battery life from remote from somewhere else. Man, come on, please. Exactly. All of these things, you know, the artificial intelligence is every our the computers are the everything in your house electronic can now be used and to actually be a device that you didn't buy it for. You bought your overall iron to wrinkle everything out, but what is it doing? Is getting into your overall circuitry and starting fires or doing this or cutting this off, cutting that on. It's so many things, man. Well said as always, Thomas. Greatly, greatly appreciate you. Let me get to some of the other callers real quick. We're going to go to Brother Bragg. Then we'll go to my man, Jerry. Brother Bragg, go ahead, brother.
Oh, I was going to say the same thing Scotty said. You know, I sit outside every day. When I'm sitting out here, they always sprinkle me, man, with these chemtrails. And I just, you know, you can get away from a lot of things, but you can't get away from air. You know what I'm saying? You can get clean water if you can, but you can't get away. It's the quality of the air, and it's all of it. You know what I'm saying? I wonder what the 1% think that this don't touch them when they breathe this air. When they pollute the water, it don't come back to them. I just wonder, man. I just wonder what the – and then I wonder – the other thing I wonder is, do a lot of these people think they part of the 1%? How many people you think they talk when they say they want to kill 90% of the population? So where you fit in that equation? So somewhere in there, people better get concerned about this stuff, because it affects every last one of us, down to the little babies, the birds, the bees, the worms, whatever. It affects everything. That's all I had to say, man. I've been tripping on this.
It does. And so I would take this approach for those individuals that that want to say that population control is important, such as Gates and everything. I say, well, hey, check this out. Do everybody a favor. Take one for the team. Go ahead and be the first to sign up for population control. Control your population. You know, so then maybe you won't have this problem here. Get rid of yourself. Then you won't have this problem here. So definitely, well said. It's so true, Brother Braggs. Let me go to my man, Jerry out of Tennessee. Jerry, what's going on, brother?
Hey, how y'all doing this evening?
What's up there, man?
I wanted to ask a few questions. I know they've been talking a lot about these looters and refugees. They've been using this a lot. And I think I had spoke about this last week with these terms that they're using to describe these people when you have looters and survivors and what have you. They're calling all of the people, including in Houston and all over Texas, all of these black people.
In the Caribbean.
Refugees in Caribbean. They're calling them refugees and looters and all of the white people that they show in groups, because it seems pretty segregated with these pictures that they're showing, whether it's videos or they're still images. They're calling them survivors. Now, it's been a big thing with and something that I don't, you know, I didn't care to see, but it was a lot of our brothers and sisters going and getting stuff out of the shoe stores and what have you. But on another note, it was people showing these white people looting these stores, but they were actually, if I was in that situation, they was going to get the stuff that I would get, just to be honest. You know, they getting dried foods, ammunition, and arms. And I'm trying to figure out if you're going to put yourself in that type of predicament to where you could be seen doing these type of things, why are we going to get electronics when, you know, with the hopes that power would come back on at some point? Why are we not getting anything that can help us? Food to eat, arms to protect ourselves with. And it's, I done seen a few different news reports where they done crashed on the fake news that they produce, to use the words of Donald Trump. You know, this fake news that they put together when they have these manufactured settings where they just had a storm, but yet you have all of these people who are in perfect condition. They're stealing stuff and just so happens to have a news crew videotaping them do all of this, do all of these crimes. Now, throughout all of the area of Florida that was devastated, they just so happened to single out these particular people. So these are things that I would like the people to think about, and also a lot of these places that's been hit. I mentioned last week about Houston being hit with Texas. With Houston being one of the biggest outputs for Texas, and it got hit pretty hard. Now we see Florida, but we're not thinking about Cuba. You know, first thing come to mind when I think, because this storm was supposed to head up towards the Carolinas. It made an incredible shift and went through the coastal area headed towards Florida, destroyed. Cuba had a very, very devastating hit from that. Could this have anything to do with them wanting Shakira Shakur out of there, and they wouldn't let her go? So that doesn't mean that I'm right. But these are the things that come to mind when I see this devastation. Me and Ross was talking about, why is it every time one of these god-awful hurricanes come through, it always makes a pit stop in Haiti? But the Dominican Republic hardly ever gets touched. Is this a coincidence?
I doubt it, Jerry.
So just a few things that I would like to ask.
Yeah, I doubt it, Jerry. Like you said, one of the things with Cuba is that this shows that it being steered because it's not going in a natural direction. The reason why they didn't want it to hit Cuba was because of this. Cuba has mountains on its western side, and the mountains would have tore up the overall hurricane. And so they didn't want it to be shredded from the mountains of Cuba. So that's why, and it just shows exactly what you said, that it being that way. Real quick, after this, we're going to go to Brother Davis. Hold on, Brother Davis. I see you in queue. We'll go to you. So, yeah, Jerry, you know when you talked about the looters and the survivors and why is it that electronics are being taken instead of, you know, some of the essentials of life, the staples of life? Why aren't staple goods being acquired? And that is part of the overall propaganda of this whole institution. And for different people, those individuals that happen to run in for electronics and everything else, one of the things is that those are individual decisions, and a lot of that is based off of poverty. Because when you're poor, you don't – you know, it actually affects. I mean, Roz had posted before how poverty makes you insane. It really does. It causes mental illness. And I'm not saying that our people are mentally ill, but we darn sure have been impoverished for so long that mental illness comes across in it. That's why it's difficult for us to sometimes to gravitate to a direction that will bring about the overall self sovereignty and being able to be self sustained, and you know that's what we don't do, our people don't do, and that's one of the things that we have to do. This is why Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs from Tando to everything else is so important, so that we can't use the same consciousness that created the problem. We have to think anew in order to acquire something else. So we're going to have to be self-sufficient. And being self-sufficient means that you don't go into a store when you're going to need possibly to be able to provide food for yourself. Go into a store that's already been flooded, and you're going to take the TV home where? Not everybody in Houston was flooded out, but still, all in all, you're still in a crisis zone where we're not thinking about what the heck can happen next. There's strategies. There's a reason why you have strategical thinkers, critical thinkers, and soldiers. Soldiers follow orders. So we have to be critical thinkers about everything. Everything. It's not over. Just because the rain stopped last week, this whole ordeal, and it's not over not only for Houston, it's just beginning for you, the everyday listener to this show. It's just beginning for me. It's just beginning for us. And we have to strategically prepare ourselves. And if nothing happens, what do we lose by preparing? Nothing. Nothing at all. So I just wanted to say that, Jerry, well said, and it's something that we have to push on your radio show and our radio show, what it is that we should be doing. Critically thinking, very, very, very important.
Can I be heard?
Sorry, Scotty, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty, then we're going to go to Brother Davis and then back to Jerry. Go ahead.
Yeah, because I do seem to be having some tech issues over here. I need to check my cards, but look, that was one person. I saw one photo of somebody with a TV. So millions of people were impacted by this. Millions of Black people were not out there with TVs being photographed, looting TVs. So we had to be careful that we don't allow the media to put that image or that thought in our mind, because that's why they're showing it. You think white folks, poor white folks don't go... I mean, whether you're stealing a TV or a gun, to me, stealing the guns, I would think would be more concerning. So, you know, that we had to be careful with these, and Jerry's right to bring it up. But this image that disturbed me was not some but Black people looting. And number one, if you're able to make it to your store, like Black Rose told us, that manager at that grocery store said, you know what? It's a hurricane. Y'all need
pay me food. Later.
Ain't nothing working. No, she said, he said, just give me a dollar.
Yeah, give me a dollar, right.
He shouldn't even ask for that. He shouldn't even ask for that, because guess what? That's what insurance is
covering.
The insurance is going to cover it. Matter of fact, if I owned the store and the situation hit my little rural area like that, and let's say I was running the Dollar General, and let's say this was my store, I open it up and let people come in, and I would ration it out. You know what I'm saying? It's insurance. It's a hurricane. You know, helping humanity should trump making a damn dollar. So we, you know, a lot of people is looking at this the wrong way. Looters. I mean, what are they looting? Probably something that same store is going to claim anyway, even though they still got it. Don't act like they don't be stealing from these insurance companies, putting in false claims and what have you. But what really disturbed me was this picture of this black man with a shotgun standing in the parking lot.
Guarding some shit.
Garden. It looked like maybe a little strip mall that had two or three stores, maybe, and threatening to shoot people and bragging how he was former law enforcement, proud about his slave catching history. I don't like these type of people. Some man, I'm about to say something, but no, I ain't gonna say that. But let me put it this way: if the people really wanted what was up in there that bad, he would have never seen it coming. But you're going to put your life on the line for something that ain't even yours, that's insured. Makes no sense.
Well, exactly, Scotty. And that whole thing was disturbing when I saw it as well, because this was the whole thing.
And they passed it around, Dave. Oh, they love that. This is a good Negro. He's not like
that. Right. Exactly. Exactly. They passed that all around, because that was the overall propaganda that has to happen. Let me tell you what really, really is critical here, is what was said here. In this, if you're in the community, like Black Rose said, the one gentleman with the mattress store opened up his store. The overall, because this thing is going to be long term. This is going to have long term ramifications. And if this thing comes back, it's not over. If all of us here that are on Tando Radio Show were in this predicament, what would we all do? We would all come together, and we would start to say, "This is what we're going to be doing to respond to this." And then we would have critical thinkers there that we will be rationing things out, have an appropriate response to it from this standpoint. And even in our critical thinking, we would said, this may not be over, y'all, no matter what they say. This is just the beginning. And we're going to have a long-term approach to this. That's why, that's what really matters. Everything else that they push on the TV is mildly interesting because of this. It serves a purpose, a scripted purpose. We have to write our own direction. So, right, Scotty, and this is where we all start to need to come together, ration things out. This is why it's so important for us to come together and set up satellites throughout this country so that if something does happen, there can be an appropriate response by us. Let me go to Brother Davis real quick. So let's go to Brother Davis. Brother Davis, you there? Go ahead, brother.
Hey, man, it's a great show as usual, man. I've been listening to a lot of what you guys have been talking about, but you seem to forget about the Furby Labs up in Chicago, which is also a collider. It's a particle science facility. And the sad part about it is that they say a lot of the ultrasonic waves that they're working with have an effect on the population. That's just something I wanted to throw in there. Also, the reason why looting is taking the course that it's taking is because all their life they've been taught that there's going to be a savior. You think about it. There's always been a system to help them when they're down, because it's designed for them to be dependent on something other than themselves. So when they think, well, there's an opportunity, let me grab a TV where they should be grabbing some food and water, they're thinking, oh, somebody's going to come across with the food and water when the electric can come back on. See, there's a logic to that psychological a setback, but yet and still, it's a psychological setback. Why? Because self-preservation is no longer at the top of the list of priorities. And that's where we fail to understand the power that's being exercised on us. And the sad part about it is that when we see it, we have we gravitate to the story as it's told. And that may be totally wrong. But yet, I've heard people say, well, this brother got shot by the police when he was pulled over in the car. Yeah, well, he probably deserved it. He had nothing to do with his circumstance. That's what they created for him. Listen, Dave, come back to me, man, because I'll tell you about my show next.
Okay. Yes, definitely, brother. Davis, you want to talk about it? Because we're going to – oh, yeah, we got to get ready for a commercial break. Thank you for letting me know, brother Davis. Thank you for keeping me on cue. Yes. Okay, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, and hit star. We'll see you in queue. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we're going to go back to the phone lines. But really, before we do that real quickly, there's something that I want to bring up as well. We're going to go back to Brother Davis. He's going to talk about Wise Wednesdays, and he's going to add some other things. Then there's something that I want to put on the table real quickly, just so that you all will know. And I want you to really conceptualize this, you as the Tando Radio Show listeners, because this is what this really is about. We're going to have to narrow down to you exclusively for us to get through what we're going to be facing in the future. So we'll do that right after Brother Davis finishes his overall thoughts. Who was that that said that?
That was Ross. I just wanted to know if I could get in one more thing after the last person speaks. Is there something I wanted to speak to that Scotty asked a question, what can we do about this stuff? And I wanted to answer that. So I'll just wait. I'll be on the end of the line if possible.
Okay.
Thank you.
I got
I'll mute myself.
All right. Okay, cool. I'll come back to you, Raj. All right, so let's go back to Brother Davis. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Okay, my brothers and sisters, tomorrow night's show I've been working on for a while. I have to give some shouts out to Brother Braggs, because he's literally, you know, people can give you some information and opens the door into other areas of your research. But I wanted you to know that I appreciate all the stuff you send me, man, because a lot of times when it opens my mind, it takes me into another area of thought, which brings you another avenue of information. But tomorrow night's show is going to be on the deterioration of the natural laws. And that's going to come. And the sad part about it is that we have to take and play our role in this process. Excuse me, because I'm happily trying to do several things at one time. And
you're fine, Brother Davis.
Okay, but listen, tomorrow night's show is going to be on the perversion of the universal laws. It's been happening all around us. And actually, the sad part about it is that I have to break it down so you can see how it's even being affected. You're being affected by going to grocery store. Something as simple as that. The sad part about it is that it's being done on such a microbial level that we don't even understand the destruction. But that's why I mentioned to you before about getting that information from the responsible technologies, because one of the issues that I'm going to point out about how we're being attacked on a microbial level, which is against the universal law, is taking place on every factor of our lives. You think about it. It's the food. It's the water. Now we have artificial clouds. We have them making rain. Literally, there's a lot of things that I can't tell you in the short. You got to go to the show tomorrow night. But what it comes down to is terraforming. Do your research. Find out what that is. You'll give a better knowledge to the. You have a better knowledge of tomorrow night's show with just that much information. So, look, man, you guys, I'm going to get back in the queue and listen. You guys got a great show going on. And
Hey, Brother Davis, hold on. Hold on, Brother Davis. I just want to say thank you so much.
Brother Davis.
Yeah, that is because that is going against the natural law, and I appreciate and I'm glad that you're going to do that. Thomas had something for you as well. Go ahead, Thomas, real quickly. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just looking at my notes from the last show when Sister Davis came on. I wanted to say something, but I forgot, so I'm glad I just saw this. But she kept calling Donald Trump 45. I just wanted to say he's the 44th president. Grover Cleveland was elected two different times, so he's really the 44th president. And I'll meet my line.
Okay. Great point.
Thank you, man.
Hey, Brother Davis, looking forward to Wise Wednesday. Phenomenal show because, yes, the perversion of the natural. Whoo. And I will say, I want to reiterate what Brother Davis said. Man, Brother Braggs gives us so much information. It's just so, so important. All of you are so, so important to this overall program and who we are. So we greatly, greatly appreciate it. I can't wait for us to have our own seminar because then the things that we can't say on air can be expressed and actually centralized among ourselves. So Wise Wednesday tomorrow, the perversion of the natural law. Can't wait for that.
Hey,
Brother Davis. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Brother.
I just want to speak to one thing. Listen, I'm kind of disturbed. I got up this morning and I was reading about this young girl here who was at a hotel with some of her friends and ended up in an ice locker. And I just wanted to say this. Our young people, I'm going to talk to both of my young people because young people have a propensity in this day and age to go off with people that they think they're their friends. But like they used to say, only the shadow knows what lurks in the hearts of minds and men, because you can't see a person's heart. So our children have to be very, you know who you're going off with. And parents, ask your child who they're going off with. I mean, I'm not getting on anybody. I don't want nobody to take it that way. Just, because see, we're losing young people at an incredible rate over nonsense. You know, our young men are in a dilemma because they're on this program, watching this TV, watching all this nonsense, Basketball Wives, House of Basketball, all this nonsense that they watch, hip-hop, bip-bop, all this nonsense. They think that you're supposed to handle your way as a gangster. Gangsters end up in the grave. I don't know why young people want to be gangsters. Be an intelligent, be a genius. You know, be a black god. And I take that word black back because I try not to use black anymore because black is a corpse. It's dead. It's dead under the law. It has no standing. And I'm just saying, but talk to your young people.
I've been doing some research.
You know, talk to your people. They're going out. Tell them, look, if you got a friend, look, when I was a young man, I'm going to say this. I used to have friends, and I could tell you from the vibe sometimes, I knew we was about to get in trouble. I was raised up in Brooklyn, East New York. I went to Frankie K. Lane High School, PS 202, down the street from 64. Cypress Hill Project, I used to stay in all the time. I don't know if anybody knew what I'm talking about. If you do, you know, I know who it was. I come up in the 60s. So, you know, but now, we didn't used to kill each other. We might have punched each other in the head or something, but now we set people up to lose their lives for stupid things. We set people up to be raped by people so we can watch it and tape it. We stand there while our best friend gets the shit beat out of him and tape it on a phone. I'm saying, this is ludicrous to me. I don't understand this. Maybe I'm getting old. That's what it is. I chalk it up to that. And the other thing I chalk it up to is that everything is turned so up around. Our moral compasses are backwards so that we can't, a lot of us don't have balance. We don't know right from wrong because we're watching this skewed reality in the programming that we watch. So we have to talk to our young people every once in a while and center them. Let them know we love them and let them know, look, one moment, you know, a stitch in time saves nine. This is what them old people used to say to me when I was a kid. I understand that stuff now. One moment of thought can save you a whole lot of trouble. Watch the company that you keep. This is the stuff that people used to tell me when I was a kid. You know, the path is long and narrow and straight. I really didn't get it, but I get it now. Now we're living in a time, you don't know what's in these people's heart. When I say you don't know what's in their heart, look, because the food is GMO, you got entities and all sorts of things amongst us. And you may not believe me, but believe it, it's a medical, physical world all around us. And we make our own reality with the words that come out of our mouth. We can bring negativity upon ourselves, or we can bring positivity on ourselves. And I ain't going to preach because I don't really need to go this long. All I'm just saying is just talk to your young people. Talk to your young men. A young man is supposed to protect a woman. He's not supposed to let nothing happen if he's there. And they're not supposed to pack up like, I don't want to call my people no names, but the things they've been doing are so cowardly, and I know where they got it from. They got it from watching TV, how to commit murder, how to do. See, the TV, it can teach you all manner of things to damn yourself, curse yourself, and lose your freedom, but it will not teach you how to rise. We got to do that because we the light bearers, and that's all I got to say. I didn't mean to go that long.
Well, well said, brother Braggs. Well said as always. So just want to – now what I want to do, I'll bring this up later on because I want Rise to be able to – you know. Really, and I mean, hate to be scatterbrained here, but everything that's been said and who we are, I truly appreciate everyone that's here on, involved, because we're going to need each other. Now, we know these things from the awakening. Now, what are we going to do when you're awakened? How are we going to, because there's further growth that we need to do. What are we going to build? What are we going to conceptualize? What are we going to energize individually, collectively, and as a community?
Expressed by the host of Black Talk Radio News and any guest represents.
If we can do that. So just before we get out of here, I want to go back to Roz because he said he wanted to respond to what can we do with the weather modifications and everything else. These are obstacles that we have in front of us. Our overall response is the most important thing. So let me go back to Roz. He said he wanted to respond to Scotty's question. So Roz, if you're there, unmute yourself, bro, and go ahead. We got like 3 minutes left before we got to get out of here.
Okay. Well, what I wanted to say was, again, I've spoken about traditions as a means of controlling weather because that's where these white people got it from. And I just want to read something brief from an article that takes firsthand accounts in America of this being done. It's called Weathering the Storm and Africanism in America. The person met a drummer, a Yoruba drummer, at an event on December 29th, 1993 in Atlanta, Georgia. And he says he spoke of a specific deity known as Shango, worshipped since ancient times by many of the African people of Nigeria and surrounding territories. According to Yoruba traditional beliefs, each Orisha was charged with his or her responsibilities before departure from heaven. According to tradition, Shango has the responsibility of guiding kingships, producing thunder and lightning, and protecting and developing warriors and drummers. Some of the icons sacred to Shango are drums, thunderstones, shekeres, which are rattles, and various red and white objects, and the double-headed axe. Adebisi commented on the various roles of priests of Shango within the Yoruba society. He stated if an object was stolen from someone, the victim often seeks out a Shango priest. At this stage of the investigation, quote-unquote, the priest publicly announces a grace period for the guilty party to confess their misdeed. According to Adebisi and other documented accounts, if the criminal does not acknowledge their transgression within the given time period, they get struck by lightning. During the summer of 1995, I conducted field research in Tennessee, Arkansas, and Mississippi for a Behind the Veil project. I collected oral histories from elderly African Americans in an effort to understand and document Black life in the Jim Crow South. Many of the interviews I conducted in Mississippi were in the Delta region, particularly near the city of Itabena. During one of my early interviews, an association was made with the Yoruba culture of Nigeria and practices found among African Americans in the southern U.S. I spoke with an elder who was in her mid-60s. She spoke of her life experiences, including March 16, 1942, storm that she survived. While she was describing the storm, she said, "My granddaddy was from Gloucester, Mississippi, from down around below Jackson. He saw storms before, but we had never saw them. We had never witnessed no tornado. It just kept thundering or so. About 4 o'clock, we heard a roar sounding like a train coming. He always stood and asked. I don't know if you've ever heard tell if people use to split clouds with an axe to make them go around. They'll split. If a dark cloud is back this way gesturing, you stick an axe in the ground, and it's a certain way you stick the axe in the ground, and that cloud will depart. During later interviews, this elder specified that there was certain technique to this practice, and it was not meant for the unskilled. She noted that this practice was handed down from her grandfather to the next generation. She said, he taught my mom would do it, but I was scared because you could also bring it to storm over too. There's a certain way you have to do it, and it works. This use of the axe to dictate environmental realities echoes the practices of priests of Shango in Nigeria. Other accounts gathered specify that the axe must be double-headed, and only some had the quote-unquote gift of quelling storm. One informant commented, you can take a double-bit axe, go down and stick it in the ground facing the storm. It'll split the cloud. That's a quote. After hearing numerous accounts of this practice, I recognize this practice as an Africanism, a practice that originated in Africa and survived the brutality of slavery in America. While collecting oral histories, I also came across an account of this practice in a 19th century newspaper. This account came from the New Orleans Times Democrat, August 5th, 1888. In the midst of a thunderstorm, Contez Dolores eagerly searched for her home for something. Unfulfilled, she rushed to the yard, and according to the article, quote, hither and thither she ran in rapid quest until at last she stumbled upon the object of her search, no less a thing than an axe for chopping wood. A bright expression of joy irradiated her face. Grabbing the axe and raising it over her head, she made pass after pass in the face of the rushing current, as if chopping some invisible thing in the rain. When the wind suddenly stopped, she returned to the house victorious, commenting that this practice had never failed, if she, quote, just got there in time enough, unquote. This practice, as noted in a collection of folklore concerning the people of New Orleans called Gumbo Yaya. In Gumbo Yaya, this is the last part, Puckett notes, quote, foreign to European thought was the Southern Negro custom of going out into the yard and chopping in the ground with an axe when a storm threatened. This is supposed to, quote, cut the storm in two and to stop it. Others stick a spade in the ground to split the cloud or simply place an axe in the corner of the house, unquote. That's all I wanted to drop so people can hear firsthand accounts of us controlling the weather. White people seeing that and dictating their behavior in the 1940s up till now, controlling the weather to create terror. Thank you. I'm my line.
And, you know, we're going to get out of here. And I will just say this. You know, like I said, with all the technology, there's always some low-tech way to defeat it. And so this is I'm not familiar with this at all, but I'm not saying that this doesn't work. The likelihood you think about what an axe is and you think about the overall cellular grounding that Tesla has, that there is a lot of validity to this. I haven't done any tests or anything else, but it never, ever fails. For every high-tech killing machine or every high-tech technical device to control people, there's a low-tech way to enable it, disable it. So that is what I'm sticking to because I've seen it far, far too much. So great, great show. I just want to thank you all for being a part of the show today. And tomorrow, Wise Wednesday, the perversion of the natural law with Brother Davis. Definitely don't want to miss that. Come with your pen and paper in hand. And just before we get out of here, I would say it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away, which you all do. Greatly, greatly appreciate you. Continue to give in your overall bounds, in your overall capabilities and talents will be far, far beyond what you ever thought you could do. So continue to give. So before we get out of here, once again, much love and much respect. Brother Braggs, if you would, chime us out. Peace.
Can you hear me, Dave?
Yeah, go ahead, Brother Braggs.
All righty then. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered